This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Skype of Cthulhu presents Call of Cthulhu Scenario Slaves to the Cause by Jim Phillips.
Okay. So when last we met, everyone was fleeing into the townhouse.
Yet again.
What happened this time? There's so many reasons why we flee that I can't quite.
Let's just leave it at that. It's cosmic horror.
Yeah.
This time it was the deep ones on the streets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we blasted them in front of the house and then.
I remember now.
So, you're all. All five of you, plus Anna and Ellie, are in the townhouse. The door is barred.
Right. I need to find more ammunition for my shotgun. I'm going to head back to the gun cabinet to reload.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna head over there as well and get some 38 ammo, just in case.
Yeah, I'll stock back up on my shotgun also. I didn't use my 38, but I used some shells, so we'll reload that and just go. Well, that didn't go as planned.
Nothing seems to go as planned.
Lately, it seems everything is going a bit haywire.
Yeah.
Anna and Ellie are huddled together in a corner looking quite terrified. Ellie is sobbing and crying, and Anna is kind of sobbing as well, but trying to comfort the girl.
Well, let's see. We got to figure out...
We blocked the door, right?
Yeah, we got the door all barricaded, basically. So
yeah, we should probably check the windows as well, not to mention the back doors.
Back door.
Well, windows, I suppose.
Yeah.
In that case.
In the meantime, I get closer to the agent, Wayne. And I tell him, thank you for saving our lives back there. And I shake his hand.
Well, you're welcome. But if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have been in that mess. My crazy idea didn't go as well as I thought it would. Unfortunately, I got us into a spot of trouble. And we didn't learn anything new. So... yeah.
Well, I was trusting that you have a library here. A small library that you use as a reference.
Yes, we do.
You
it's over in my lab. By my lab, rather.
Okay. I was thinking that maybe because you were established here, you should have some sort of map. And maybe that will, you know, an ancient map or old city map. And maybe that's going to help us to take a look at the structure of the tunnels here. Because I was thinking that there's something underneath that cathedral.
Well, there used to be an old church there, but it was torn down and this new one was built, as far as I know. I can look up and see what information we have on the old church, but I'm not sure we have a lot. And I'll wander into, I'll head into the library.
Yeah, I follow the doctor.
Okay. Mr. Eugen, as you're going around checking the windows and the back door,
yep.
Kind of take a peek out the windows. You see that there are more of the, you can see there are more of the deep ones coming up the streets.
Yeah.
None of them appear to be, you know, they're not molesting the building or laying siege to you guys or anything.
I'll just wonder around.
Shot to do that.
Make an idea roll, Mr. Eugen.
Sure. Uh, 71. I don't make it.
Okay, never mind then.
I'll close the curtains. Probably should be enough, but
just a bunch of deep ones walking up the street. No big deal.
Yeah. no big deal. I'll just close the windows and our curtains, and if there's in the rooms, if there's anything like bookshelves or anything like that, I'll just move those over to the windows.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Dr. Laniston and...
I'm going to the library and...
Dr. Larson?
Perhaps I'll use the library, okay. So to speak.
We'll say the library is on one of the upper floors. We'll say it's like on the third floor of your... three-floor townhouse. So. You guys climb up.
Yeah, I pass.
Okay.
By a lot.
And you're looking for information on the original church that was there?
Yes. Not a fifth of my skill, but it is a tenth of my skill, so that's... wait a minute. Yes, it is a fifth of my skill and a tenth of my skill. Got backwards there for a second.
Oh, and also look for a map of the old city, if we can find it. A map of the tunnels underneath the city and the buildings. See if we can get another connection.
Yeah. Well, it's just the church is old, dates the founding of Providence, but there's not much interesting about it here. Was that Protestants? I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry, but Miss Dr. Larson, but there does not seem to be anything of relevance relating to the old church. I suspect it isn't the building or the so much as the location itself. It happened to be built somewhere.
Okay.
Necessary for whatever strange cosmic. I don't understand. I'm not even going to pretend to understand it. I'm just rolling with it at this point, Dr. Larson.
Okay.
This has gone beyond all science that I know.
Maybe we should go back to that connection tunnel and see if we can. We can see something there by any chance, or go back to the church and see if we can find anything underneath it. I don't know.
There's no way down underneath the church. I mean,
the tunnel took us to the main office last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Okay. Okay, let's for now let's go back to with the other guys. Let's go downstairs.
Take a quick look out one of the upper story windows. What are the fishmen up to?
You see masses of them moving up the street.
Towards the church?
Away from the harbor and into the city.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over the static.
Away from the harbor and into the city in general.
But not specifically. They're not like all converging on the cathedral or anything.
Correct. Correct.
That's good.
It seems like they're moving a bit randomly.
Masses of them. Just dozens. Possibly hundreds from what you can see.
Seems good. That they're just drawn to this place for some reason.
What direction? So they're just heading inland towards Correct. The center of the city.
Correct.
Is there anything in that direction that was relevant to any of this that I can think of?
You're welcome to make an idea roll.
All right. I pass. No. Okay, then. all right. In that case, I'll head back downstairs with Dr. Larson.
As you head downstairs, would everyone in the downstairs room, which should be pretty much everyone, make a spot hidden roll, please?
Yes.
I missed mine.
Failed.
Oh, I got mine, too.
I passed as well.
Agent Wayne passed.
Okay, sorry, who was that? That was Mr. Ratcliffe?
Mm-hmm.
I passed as well.
Okay. Mr. Ratcliffe, Dr. Laniston, and Agent Wayne?
Yep.
Laniston. Agent Wayne. There's a loud click and a thump, and the room goes dark.
Old
generator died. Where's our backup generator? And our backup generator.
You're in trouble.
What are your flashlights, agent?
Click. Mine's right here.
We have, in the back room, we should have some supplies such as lanterns and such and flashlights.
Now, we got a bunch earlier to go through the tunnel, if I recall.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure some of you are still carrying your flashlight.
So, where's the other entrance to this building? Is the office in the church? Should we go there?
Yeah.
This is not safe. They will come after us at some point or the other.
I don't think the church is safer, maybe.
Well, hey, it's covered.
It's well defended.
As long as they don't send their blind friends after us, I think we'll be safe in there. They won't think to look in there, at least.
Reed.
Well, and you have a plan, right?
Well, we have something that vaguely resembles a plan. Let's go.
Okay. On the way down, I will get closer to Max, and I'm gonna tell him, Max, just be ready to take Anna out of here in case things get uglier. I will cover the retreat.
Okay. Not quite sure where to go, but yeah. I'll figure something out.
Just run.
Anna asks if they should come with you.
Yeah. We yeah, should try and stay sure. together.
Yeah. So we have Anna and the little girl, Ellie.
Yeah, and they should go in the middle. How narrow are the tunnels here? Or is the tunnel? There's just one.
It's standard hallway.
Yeah. Okay. Two abreast.
Yeah. Two abreast if you get a little cozy.
Okay. In that case, I'll take the front. Pull out my gun. Use the flashlight. Light here, or is it also dark?
It is dark.
It's dark. So we got our flashlights. Can we? We're not underneath the church yet, so.
Just as you go down the stairs, and just as you start to enter the tunnel, you hear a loud boom, and the tunnel, the building, gives a shudder.
Now what?
I think that means we should hurry.
Yeah.
When you say a loud boom, do you mean like
explosion?
Do you mean like a nearby puddle of water is just rippling, and then it ripples again, and then it ripples again because the I'm thinking Jurassic Park here.
I mean, not like an explosion, yes.
Oh.
Like a loud, as but. If something really big ran into something or hit something or took a step.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Yeah.
We're not even in Japan.
Double time, gentlemen.
Gojira. All right, so we're running through that now. Just more, you know.
Yeah, back to the office.
The hallway.
Oh no, it's Doctor Who. We're running down hallways. All right, let's get to the church as quickly as possible.
Yes.
As you make your way down the hallway, this happens a couple more times. Another loud booming sound, and the whole hallway kind of shakes. Kind of gives a shake.
That is not good.
Fortunately, there's a lot of structural integrity to this tunnel. Right?
Yeah.
As
we walk through the tunnel, I pay attention.
We're not walking through the tunnel in case we're hustling
through the hall.
Fleeing.
Trying to look for, you know, another door or something.
Okay, Dr. Larson, make a spot hidden roll.
I pass. Okay. So I just keep walking. I don't see anything, and you know, trying to hurry to the office.
You guys very quickly reach the ladder.
Okay. I'm gonna peek through the door, but I'm gonna be very careful when I open it. The one that goes to the cathedral.
The trap door.
Yeah.
As you poke your head up, you see a dark room. Would Dr. Larson, would you make a POW times 3 roll, please?
Those are the best kind of rolls.
I failed.
Hooray!
As everyone else is arrayed in the hallway looking up the ladder that Dr. Larson has climbed up, you see as he just pokes his head, you know, pushes the trapdoor open, pokes his head in, and looks around. You see him fall. You see him kind of give a little shudder. And then he lets go of the ladder, and he falls back down the ladder.
I'll rush up to see what's wrong. Dr. Larson, what's wrong? What's going on?
Who was next in the party after Dr. Larson?
It's either me or Max wasn't back.
Oh, yeah,
me or Mr. Ratcliffe, I think. Oh. Or Cliff.
Okay, how about both of you? Would you both make luck rolls, please?
Sure thing.
No, sorry. Make deck times 5 rolls.
Dex times 5.
Oh, okay.
No way.
I do a backflip out of the way. Just because I can.
Yes, I make it 39.
Okay. You both managed to step out of the way as Dr. Larson's unconscious body comes thumping to the ground.
Instead of catching him, just I fall.
Just dodge him.
Hey, look, he's falling.
Dr. Larson, that'll be a D4.
Okay.
And he will wake up unable to speak.
Bug zapper.
Okay, I have only 5 points left.
Okay, if you all will excuse me for just a second, I need to have a little conversation with Dr. Larson here.
Yeah, I'll first aid him while you're doing that.
Good.
Fair enough.
Let me get some coffee.
I can never remember.
I'll use the tried and true method of a first aid by trying to by slapping his face and telling him, "Get a hold of yourself, man."
Why are you allowed the guy who actually has first aid to do it? Okay, you can get 2 points back, Dr. Larson.
Okay, so I've got 7 total. Am I unconscious or?
Yes.
I'm going to take that. Where's my first aid?
As you see, Dr. Larson kind of laying there crumpled up and Dr. Laniston assisting him. You hear Anna give a little cry, a little. Kind of doubles over like she's in pain.
All right, I'm gonna go over to her. You okay?
It's just a twinge. I'm sorry. I think I'm okay.
How high is the ladder from where we're standing?
Not that high. Less than 5 meters.
Okay,
floor to the trapdoor.
So I want to be able to push up my shotgun to push up the trapdoor just to get a peek with the flashlight.
Not without climbing the ladder, no.
Yeah.
Hey, just go up there, stick your head up. What's the worst?
Yeah, we're stuck there.
Did you first aid, Dr. Laniston, you did your first aid? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I got 2 points back.
Dr. Larson wakes up.
What's happening?
What happened, Doctor?
There's something there. We cannot enter.
But what's their record?
We I don't know, but we cannot go. We should go back.
But what do you mean by something?
Yeah.
It's a presence, but I don't know what it is.
If something wants to stop us from going there, clearly that's where we need to go.
Yeah.
That seems like something's trying to prevent us from doing whatever it is we're planning on doing.
It is not safe.
Really?
Nothing is safe.
The church covered in shotguns isn't safe. You don't say.
Is it safe?
Well, you can go. I don't think we should all go. But
so you said it's a presence. It's not anything physical you saw?
No, I didn't see anything. It's pitch black.
So okay, Agent Wayne, shall we take a look?
Yeah, let's go up. I'll
stay here with Anna and the little girl.
Yeah, I'll scooch out of your way and let you go up and back up out of the way.
Yeah. I'm going to bring an innocent up for protection. Give me one of those innocents. No.
Okay, no, okay, so...
Agent Wayne's going to up the ladder.
All right, I'm going to stay down here and catch you in case you fall as well.
Okay.
I'm going to back out of the way.
As Agent Wayne is climbing the ladder, Mr. Ratcliffe,
mm-hmm.
would you make a psychology roll, please?
I shall. Let's see here. And psychology, where do I have that?
Dr. Larson.
Yes, I make it.
From that, did he?
25. From 30, 26 from 35, yes.
Sorry, what was the question?
Dr. Larson didn't lose any sanity from looking, right?
No.
So we know he didn't go crazy or anything. Oh, okay.
Yes, a passable psychology role.
Sanity, to be fair. He could have during Jim's little private conversation.
Yeah, so he could be just like hallucinating and freaking out.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yeah. So as I go up this ladder, I'm just without looking, I'm going to throw open the trap door.
And you go and have the shotgun.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, yeah. Stand there and have Max shine the flashlight up as I throw it open, see if we see anything just at the opening. Does that make sense? Or
yes. Yeah, sure. I guess.
So, yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
I have my pistol out as well, okay. Just in case.
Just shoot past me.
I can shoot Agent Wayne.
You yeah. pop over through him. Pop open the trapdoor and jump up, flash the light around, and the office is exactly as you left it.
Okay. So there's pansy.
You open Agent Wayne.
So, okay, it's clear. In here.
All right. I climb up.
Huh?
Shine my flashlight around as well, just to make sure that he's not hallucinating anything. Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, except for the 16 sockets in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's dark. It's quiet. It's cold. It's quiet.
Okay, I'm going to... Now, the office door, does it have blinds on it? Does it have a window, or is it just a solid door looking out into the
actual... We don't want to look out the windows of this place.
It's just a solid door.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about out the windows. I'm looking about into the cathedral from the office door.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I'm going to search around here if there's any history books on the church as far as the old church or history, anything, so...
I guess the rest of us will climb up, except for maybe Dr. Larson.
Gregory, you coming along? Seems safe.
I believe it's better if we stay here.
We can't just stay here in the tunnel.
Sure they can. Shut the trap door. No,
no, I think we really need to stick together, and I think the church would be the safer place. Those tremors going on, I don't know how long the tunnel might last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Need you to come up.
And the townhouse is not exactly defensible.
I picked it because
it was unassuming, not because it was a fortress.
What was that, Randall?
Dr. Larson doesn't look happy. Yeah, Dr. Larson doesn't look happy with this, going to the church business. And
so he pulls out a gun and shoots us.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
All right, head up the ladder, Gregory. We'll be right behind you.
Okay, I go up.
Anna and Ellie make their way up the ladder behind Dr. Larson.
I'll come up the ladder behind them.
Okay, I took Fana and I tell her, stay close to me. And you too, Ellie. This is dangerous.
I'm going to open the door from the office leading back out to the cathedral.
Okay.
And I've shined my flashlight out. See anything?
It looks exactly as it did when you left it.
Same fading windows?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to walk back over to the altar. And I'm going to get down and feel down the bottom of it if there's any drafts or anything from the bottom of the altar.
Make a spot hidden roll, sir.
Okay.
I think I did this exact thing already.
So I make it. Okay. Hey, Ellie, why don't you come have a seat here?
Hey, Jim, can I get the Phoenician script thing again? Dr. Lanniston had it written down, but I didn't. I forgot to write it down.
No problem. Just one moment. Let me find that.
Yeah, it was about putting the innocent on the altar.
I know. I want the exact words.
The corrected translation.
Yes.
Okay.
Just a moment. There you are. There's that. There you go.
Okay. When the Great One comes from the sea, appear throughout the world following, the gate will be closed behind him, a child sent to distract them, and the way... Take her to a place of the soul upon an altar and summon any so all will answer.
See? We need to set Ellie on the... She's a child. Set Ellie on the altar. Just have her sit there, see what happens.
Okay.
But I told you it is not safe inside the cathedral.
Well,
we're safe.
How are we gonna?
I don't think anywhere is safe.
Yeah, I have a feeling nowhere is safe at the moment. So,
I think the doctor's suffering some form of psychological malady. So I just kind of look over and go,
"I'm okay."
Yeah, a crazy person would tell me they were okay.
Crazy person says what?
Yeah. So I'm gonna. Let's say, hey, Ellie, come here real quick while I'm standing next to the altar.
I've got some candy for you, Ellie. Yeah.
She looks up at Anna. She's standing there holding Anna's hand. She looks up at Anna and she looks over at you and she says, oh, okay.
All right.
And she,
and Ellie, stay here.
Dr. Larson, unless you have any other thoughts, I just want to test a theory here. You're a doctor. You test theories. I have one of my own I would like to try out.
Yeah, because you want to...
We're in charge here, not you, child. Dr. Larson. Just want to point that out. This is...
Oh, really?
This is an official government operation. Charge? The United States government.
You don't seem to be doing, that much since this started to happen. Actually, I believe it is your fault.
Well, Dr. Larson, if it was up to you, we would still be standing in a tunnel. So please, let Ellie come over here really quick. I would like to try something out. I'm not going to harm the girl.
Ellie, let's go.
I just got to sacrifice her a little.
Just a little.
I'm only going to pull out her heart a little bit.
Come your heart, Indy. Sorry.
Ellie has let go of Anna's hand, but she's kind of looking back and forth between Dr. Larson and Agent Wayne, and she looks confused.
Go on, Ellie. You can, you know, you can trust the word of the you can always trust the government.
Okay, you go. You go, Jeffrey.
Hmm?
You go. I will follow.
Okay. Come along, Ellie.
Ellie takes a step towards Agent Wayne. In just a second.
Oh, we lost Michael.
Yeah, I noticed.
He's been eaten by a Shoggoth.
As Ellie starts walking towards Agent Wayne, a couple things happen. Sorry, just a second.
You got Michael back?
No, he's disconnected, actually. Okay. Dr. Laniston, who appears to be stunned into silence. Mr. Ratcliffe, Mr. Eugen, and Agent Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You see, apparently, Dr. Larson reach out, grab Ellie, and drag her back into the office and slam the door shut.
What?
What the hell is he doing?
Something's wrong with him. He's not... This isn't...
That's what I was saying.
It's his mind.
Yeah, he seems to be a bit out of it, I think.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Anna, you see Anna turn and says, Ellie! Gregory, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go bang on the door. It's like, Gregory, we don't have time for this.
Okay, open Anna, the door. Stay back a little. I'm gonna break down the door. Or try, anyway.
Okay, just a second, please.
Does the door open in or out?
Hello?
It opens into the office. Welcome back, Dr. Laniston.
Okay. Should be easier.
Sorry about
to kick
that. Oh, crap. Skype's updating.
Oh, see, I told you.
Oh, it looks like he dropped again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably his Skype.
Yeah, Skype will do that for sure.
Darn those Microsoft people.
Hey! I resemble that remark.
Yes, can't you fix this?
No, not really.
Anyway, Mr. Eugen, as you try to open the door, it won't open. It feels like it's been blocked from the other side.
Kick it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put some muscle into it.
Okay, what's your strength?
13.
Make a roll, please.
All right. 19.
As you slam your shoulder into the door, you can feel it jerk a little bit, as if you might have actually been pretty close, but not quite getting it open.
All right. I'm going to try to give a kick to it.
Agent, wait, okay. Give me a hand here.
Yep. I'm here.
What did I miss? Sorry
about
that.
The building collapsed. And no.
Dr. Larson locked himself in the office room with Ellie.
Yeah, because we were gonna have her just take a seat on the alternate, grab it real quick, and ran. So he's bat crap. Crazy,
okay. So.
It seems he has lost his faculties at the moment. So
yeah. All right, so I'm going to help Max knock down the door.
Okay, what's your strength, Agent Wayne?
13 also.
We're like the Legion of 13 strength.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, whichever of you wants to roll.
I'll go ahead.
All right, go for it.
45.
Okay, the two of you working together are able to bust the door open, and you can, as you do, you hear a splintering sound, and the door crashes open, and you can see pretty clearly there was a chair wedged into the door holding it shut.
Okay.
Right.
Where's the doctor at?
The office is empty.
All right, he's gone down the tunnel.
He's using the hiding in the tunnel strategy.
Yes. All right. All right,
throw open the trap door.
Hide and seek.
Meanwhile, back in Gotham City.
At stately Wayne Manor.
So I'm still sitting there with Anna and that. Is anyone else still here?
Dr. Laniston, Anna, and Mr. Ratcliffe just watched Mr. Eugen and Agent Wayne bust in the door to the house.
Is he in there? Where is he gone?
He's in the tunnel.
He's not in here.
No. We have to get him back. We have to get Ellie back.
I'm not so sure. It did say this child was sent to distract us. Anna, would you be so kind as to come over to this altar with me, please?
Have a seat. That's a good idea, because it is a distraction, so, yeah.
She says, okay, and walks over to the altar with you.
I'm not sure I believe in this whole prophecy thing, but it seems to be pretty accurate so far.
She stands next to you and lays one hand on the altar and looks up at you and says, okay, now what?
Now we have to summon all who would come, or something like that. I lost the text disappeared after the text disappeared after I got disconnected. But yes, we have to do whatever the last line said: summoning someone or summoning something to close the door behind him.
While they're doing that, I'm
going
to pop a trap door.
Okay.
And just shine my flashlight down there anyway, just to see if they're just down at the bottom of the ladder.
Summon any.
Make a luck roll, Agent Wayne.
Good. 85, I fail.
Okay, never mind.
So.
You don't see or hear anything.
Okay, darn it.
All right. Well, I guess we leave the trap door open for now, seeing if Dr. Larson comes to his senses.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Ratcliffe.
Yes.
You're a learned man of the occult. I can't believe I'm asking this, but I don't suppose you've read anything about any sort of summoning.
Well, now that you mention it.
Oh, nice.
I kind of scratch at my left side a little bit where that tattoo is.
I think that you have to summon. I don't think it matters what you summon, so such as you perform some sort of summoning ritual, and that may stop all this madness.
Yeah, summon Cthulhu.
Yeah, just end it all.
Everything will end and we won't have to worry about it anymore, or or this will stop all this madness and we can go back to life as it was.
Maybe he'll fight Dagon.
Alright, Jim, do I have to make any rolls or anything to summon you know who?
Hang on just a second. Nope, you don't.
Okay.
Just throw that sanity away and good to go.
All right. Here goes.
Okay.
see if I can figure out a good incantation here.
Okay. Hang on, I gotta look this back up again. Can't see it now.
We need Ellie back. We need her on the altar for this to work.
Okay, so I'm gonna head down the ladder then. So
from everything I've read about reports and all that, Anna's have been much more has a much stronger relation to all of this than this random child ever did. She was central to, I believe you mentioned that she was central to stopping this in the first place. Before Mr.
That was only with the Romanov diamond that could have.
Maybe. How can we say for certain that this was also not effective?
I have to say this whole is a bit weird, but.
Yeah, well, of course it is, but it seems much more likely that she would be more effective than any one child. That's
possible.
But again, I don't know much more about this than you do, to be honest.
Well, I'm going to go down the ladder. And okay, I'll go get Ellie.
We don't have Ellie, so the point's kind of moot.
Yeah, I think we should just have both of them here just in case.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what's gone into Dr. Larson, but I have a feeling we should have them here anyway, just for their own safety at least.
Right.
Agreed. All right,
so I'm going to start going down the ladder and make way back.
I'll come with you.
Okay.
I'll come with you just in case.
Cool.
Agent Wayne and Mr. Eugen, as you climb down the ladder and you start walking, and as you reach the base of the ladder, would you both make listen rolls, please?
Okay.
All right. I did not make it.
I did not make it.
Okay.
We're very loud going down the ladder.
Yeah. There's nothing like, you know, the tunnel goes from here to the back to the townhouse, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
This
is the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah, because the doctor did a spot hit earlier and didn't find anything. Or maybe...
He didn't tell us he found anything.
Yes. Right. Now, I'm just wondering if I can actually see the end of this tunnel here, or if it continues after the stairs.
You're welcome to make a spot hidden roll as you're moving down the tunnel.
All right. Might as well. And I just missed.
Okay.
I'll make a spot hidden roll also to make sure here. Oh, dang it. I rolled a 56 off of a 55. Dang it.
Oh, man.
Well.
I missed by 3 as well, so.
Oh, footprints. Are there any? Is it a dirt floor?
Yes, no. Footprints read directly into a wall, then disappear.
Yeah.
Nothing here.
Although, there would have been a lot of footprints from us anyway, so.
Yeah. Back and forth through this thing like 5 times now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, while this is going on, I'm going to take Mr. Ratcliffe's going to take off his coat and jacket and start lighting candles and, you know, preparing all sorts of ritual romantic stuff.
You're a romantic guy.
Very much so.
Promise.
Get out a bottle of good wine and light some candles.
Scatter rose petals across the altar.
I'm just lounge across the altar completely naked.
Hey, Yig, how are you?
Only a Necronomicon for cover.
Okay, Mr. Eugen and Agent Wayne, as you reach the ladder on the other side, going back up into the townhouse.
Yep.
And.
Any sign of them here?
Let's take it room by room just in case.
Yeah.
In case he accidentally went outside and left the doors open or something like that.
So we're going room by room. Do we see anything or?
Oh, sorry. I had my mic on mute. Would you both make listen rolls, please?
Okay. All right.
87. Man.
I missed again.
You guys got bad tinnitus or something.
Yeah. Not finding any.
Yeah.
Bad ages.
Yeah. There's this fly that keeps buzzing around your head and you can't quite swat it. It just keeps distracting.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, just a second, guys.
Find that doctor. I'm going to put a shot in his knee so he can't run.
Dr. Larson does seem to get shot at quite a lot.
Yeah, he could probably take it.
Okay, so Agent Wayne and Mr. Eugen, you're moving through the townhouse looking for Dr. Larson?
Yes.
Yeah, I just make sure as we do that all the windows and doors and whatnot are also closed and covered and whatnot.
Okay, would you the two of you make a listen roll again, please?
Oh God!
Just make sure you find him before he gets to the trunk of his car, or you're all doomed.
Oh, 15! I actually made it this time.
38. I missed by 3, but he heard something.
Mr. Eugen.
Dr. Larson pulls the mortar from his the trunk of his car, yeah, and takes aim at the townhouse.
Mr. Eugen, you hear the front door slam shut, and then you hear what sound like footsteps going upstairs.
Oh crap! Somebody's coming here.
We
pull out my pistol.
Blockaded the front door.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, the front door is. Huh.
This obviously means that somebody is coming in from the front door, so it's now no longer blockaded. I pull out my gun, take cover. Is there any like room or furniture or anything like that close by?
Well, if you guys move towards, if you move towards the front of the building, you can see that the front door is shut, but the desk that you had previously used to blockade it looks like it has been shoved out of the way.
Right. Shoved out of the way as in somebody came in or somebody went out. Well, I guess it's the same anyway.
Yeah. And we heard him run up the stairs?
Nope. No, actually it wouldn't be. Because if somebody pushed the door in, you know, then the desk, you know, would be shoved straight back towards the door.
Yeah.
Whereas if somebody was going out, then more likely somebody would have taken the desk and shoved it off to the side. And in this case, the desk is off to the side.
All right.
So he went out and came back in, it looks like?
Yeah, it looks like. But somebody was coming up the stairs. Somebody was coming up the stairs?
Going up the stairs. So you guys are on the first floor and you heard heard footsteps moving up the stairway to the second floor.
Yeah, yeah, of course we are on the first floor because that's where the trap door is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It sounds like he went upstairs. So we'll put this desk back in front of the door.
Yeah.
At least it makes it harder for him to get out again.
If it is him.
If it is Dr. Larson.
Make another listen roll, the two of you.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet, 14, made it.
0-8.
I finally heard something.
Killed that damn fly.
Yeah.
Okay. You hear what seems to be a little girl. Kind of go, ah!
Oh, okay.
And then you hear footsteps.
Okay.
And you hear the sound of small footsteps running upstairs. Meaning running around on the second floor, not moving upstairs.
Okay. Let's move upstairs, so.
Yeah. I'll cover you.
Okay. So I go up. I have my pistol because I can't hold the flashlight with my shotgun. Very well.
Yeah.
You hold the flashlight in the same hand you pump the shotgun with.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. So, okay, I'll just hold it on to the side. So I'm going up the stairs with the flashlight and my shotgun in hand. And
I'll cover him as best as I can.
As Agent Wayne starts up the stairs.
I hear birds. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa!
And you're hit.
Oh no!
Oh, I got hit.
Oh, I got hit. That's a nice reaction. Oh, I got hit.
That really hurts.
For 5 points of damage.
Holy crap! Okay,
is that half your health?
No, I was at 14 and I took 5.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Where did the shot come from?
Came from up the stairs.
Up the stairs. Okay.
All right. So I fall back. And I'm going to call out, who's there?
Stop shooting. Whoever it is.
There's no answer.
Dr. Larson, is that you? Stop shooting. We just want to talk to you.
There's still no answer.
Ellie, are you okay?
There's still no answer.
I just opened fire already.
Well,
at what?
Everything.
Doesn't matter.
To the darkness. So when I went around the stairs, my flashlight didn't show anything?
Yes, exactly your position to the sniper.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. that's why it's called suicide lights.
Just a second, guys.
All right.
Why am I still hearing birds singing?
That's Jim.
Yeah, that's my background noise.
Very relaxed, I have to say.
It's just not kind of really fitting for the current situation.
There are no birds. You're just crazy.
There's about a dozen finches kind of flapping around my garden here right now. So, as you shine the flashlight up the stairs, you can see the outline of. Or part of you know, a shoulder, an arm holding a pistol, out from behind the banister at the top of the stairs.
Huh. I throw a grenade. No. No. Okay, I'm going to go up and I'm going to turn my flashlight off.
Try to sneak in.
And I'm gonna throw my flashlight in the area where I saw the person because I don't want to shoot because of Ellie standing behind him. So, oh, actually,
a gunshot rings out again.
Yeah,
and that'll be 10 points of damage.
Oh. He hit me. What? Oh, that is. I'm down to four. Wait.
One, two, three, you took five six. Before, and now you're taking another ten.
Yeah.
You're dead. You're dead.
Yeah, I'm down to zero.
Oh, no, you might survive. You might be able to first aid.
Yeah.
I'll,
Mr. Eugene, you see Agent Waynes take another gunshot to the chest. He falls back, slides down the stairs.
All right.
He looks close to death.
Yeah, I'll pull him into a close-by room or somewhere in cover and... give him first aid.
Okay.
Let's see if I make it. It's 30%, right? The basic.
Yeah.
Ah, 0-2.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
So how much does it heal for me?
D4, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he did critical, so he should probably just heal four.
Yeah, that seems fair.
He just digs right into your chest and pulls the bullet out.
with his fingers.
My only regret is I never got to see the great Flynn Gilroy perform.
Don't talk like that, man. You're going to make it.
Hey, you got to see the Great Flynn Gilroy last disappearing act.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of stuck right here. And
we are.
So he's got two shots. He's got four left. Let's risk it. He's hit.
Shoot him.
Well, he's behind a banister.
Yeah, but he's partially exposed.
Yeah.
I'm going to blast with my shotgun at him, then I'm going to...
Yeah! Indiscriminate justice.
Well, I see. Do I see the best one?
Warning shot!
Yeah. In the big area of where he's shooting from, I'm going to just take a blast at the shotgun up the banister. I'm down the stairs now, right? Shooting at the banister.
Okay, hang on a second.
Position.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some bullets in there as well. I think my rate of fire is actually 2, so let me just quickly check that.
So you're gonna shooting me.
Hey, you might shoot Dr. Larson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm concerned about that right now.
As you poke your head around to take a shot up the stairs, the figure that you saw kind of sticking out from behind the banister disappears, is moved.
Oh, of course.
All right, I'll put my flashlight down and actually, well, I've probably turned it off anyway, but I'll... try to listen if I can hear moving anywhere upstairs. And
you hear a door shut upstairs on the second floor.
Okay. What could we use as a shield going up the stairs?
Agent Cliff.
You don't have any riots.
He's pretty good at catching bullets.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez.
I'll see. Do we have any tables or anything like that up down here?
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. kitchen tables.
Yeah.
Something that's
plenty.
All right, I'll pick one of those up and kind of use it as a shield going up the stairs.
Okay.
And I'm following behind him. He's a meat shield.
Okay.
No, you know, somebody should come up with these bulletproof shields to use in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to think about it.
Okay, as you guys kind of stalk your way up the stairs behind the table, nothing happens.
All right.
Nothing happens. You make your way to the top of the stairs.
Yeah. How is the top of the stairs? Is it like a big room or just like a hallway? Or
There's a small landing, and the stairs turn and move up to the third floor. Then there's a hallway with a few doors opening off it.
Okay. Well, I heard him go into one of the some room, but I'm not sure if it was on this floor or maybe the floor upstairs.
You hear the voice of a small girl cry out, "No, no, I don't want to."
Okay, where does that come from?
Comes from one of the rooms down the hall.
Okay, let's start moving towards that door. And if there's any doors in, like, between us, just take a look inside those quickly.
Okay, there's one door that's standing open. You poke your head in, and just an empty room, some desks, papers, books.
You poke your head in, and your head gets blown off.
Yeah, exactly.
Move down the hall a little ways, and there is another door, which is shut.
Yeah. By the way, I still have the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might get 1 point of armor for that.
Okay. Which way does the door open? Do I happen to know?
It opens into the room.
Okay. I place the table in front of the door.
Nice.
Okay.
And go to the side of the door and try to open it.
You hear from behind the door. You hear the voice of a young girl cry out, "No, no, don't make me!"
Okay.
You make her watch a bull movie.
Hmm. Is it open or locked?
The door is open. It's unlocked.
Okay, I'll tell to Agent Wayne that I'm gonna open the door.
Okay, now I've got it covered and ready with my shotgun.
Okay,
and I'm gonna take cover next to the door so that I'm not in the line of fire if there's someone in there, and then I just push the door open.
Okay, just a second.
A little barks in the distance.
Yeah.
Then gets eaten by a deep one.
I'm going to yell, "Larson, what are you doing?"
Okay, as you throw the door open, you see Dr. Larson standing next to an open window, and you see him make a grab at Ellie. And if you had to guess, it looks like he was going to grab her and jump out the window. But she manages to slip out of his grasp and yells again, "No, no, I don't want to."
Legs, go for the legs.
Okay, is he in the line of fire?
Go for the head.
I'm going to say, "Ellie, run," and then just take a shot with my shotgun at him.
So how many characters is this that have been killed by fellow party members, Randall?
Okay.
I'm gonna take aim as well, but I'm not firing yet.
Agent Wayne Ellie is standing pretty close to Dr. Larson.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Shotgun? Okay. So I'm going to jump over the table and get my shotgun pointed at the doctor, because I'm assuming I don't see the gun in his hands because he tried to grab Ellie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is his back to us, or is he...
No, he's facing into the room.
Okay. But he is not armed.
You see him make another grab for Ellie.
Okay. So I'm going to, over the table, run into there, and I'm just going to try to hit him with the butt of my shotgun, because I'm assuming I could clear space in the room fairly
quickly.
Come on,
Ellie. They want to kill you.
And she slips out of his grasp again and runs into a corner. And, she's crying and sobbing.
They want
and,
to sacrifice you to the monsters.
And so I'm gonna smash him in the face with the butt of my shotgun.
Okay.
I'm just covering Agent Wayne from the doorway.
And that was a 3, so...
Oh! Nice.
Would you like to dodge, Dr. Larson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably better impale that one.
Dodge is dex by 2. No, I fail.
Okay. Damage, Agent Wayne?
Well, what would it be with a smash like that? There's a...
Small club?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You passed.
Well, small club. What's the damage from that? Let me see here. Sorry.
D6.
Is it just D6? Okay.
Yeah.
4.
Police brutality.
Plus damage bonus.
Which is 1D4. Uh-huh. It's a total of 7.
7 points of damage, Dr. Larson.
Probably going to kill him.
7 points. I'm down to 0.
Killed him!
Or he could have done half damage for a knockout blow, which was what I think he was trying to do.
Well, that's what he was going for.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, can I have some last words as I, in, you know, dying in the ground?
Not dying.
This cold second floor?
It's a knockout.
Yes. Dr. Larson collapses to the ground unconscious.
Okay. Oh, that's true. -2 is.
Max, check on Ellie.
I'm gonna go. I put my gun away and go check on the girl. Are you okay?
She as you move toward her, she backs away from you. He said you wanted to kill me.
Oh no, that's not true. Obviously,
she's shaking and crying and clearly terrified.
Kill you?
Yeah.
Why would we want to kill you?
Hang on a second, Mystery. What were you doing, Agent Wayne?
I'm going to grab the gun from Dr. Larson.
Okay.
Touch his pockets or...
Yes.
Probably, you know, tie
he's not
him
have
up
a...
as well.
He's not going to have a gun,
grab
is he?
All the guns from Dr. Larson. Every single gun.
Yes,
the flare gun, the chain gun, a sniper rifle.
BFG 9000.
You find Dr. Larson's gun and disarm him.
Okay.
Mr. Eugen, would you make a persuade roll, please?
I just see you lifting Dr. Larson up and shaking him down, all these firearms falling out of his coat.
Flamethrowers.
That would be 11. I make it by quite a bit.
Nice.
Okay. Ellie looks at you. Ellie looks at you. But he said,
He has clearly lost his mind. He was shooting at us, and we're his friends.
Yeah.
But he said he was trying to protect me.
He was going to throw out a window, to be fair.
I don't know, really.
Except for that part. Yeah.
I don't really know what he was doing. He's clearly lost his faculties. I think you would be better off better off with us, and we're actually going to take Dr. Larson to the church as well.
You hear another loud boom, and the building kind of gives a shake.
And I have a feeling we should actually probably hurry up with that. I don't like that sound at all. I take a look out the window.
Oh, okay.
You hear a banging sound from the door downstairs. And Mr. Eugene, as you look out the window, you can see that there's still dozens and dozens of deep ones just coming up the streets. Make another idea roll.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this time I make it. By over half, actually.
I'll be right back, guys.
Yep.
And you can see a number of them have kind of split off, moved towards the townhouse, and are banging on the front door.
Okay.
Yeah. We better hurry up and get out of here. It looks like they're trying to cover the whole town.
Right. Okay, I'm going to grab the doctor. I'm going to take a bed sheet in the room, tear it, and tie his hands.
Okay.
And then just kind of drag him from underneath his arms and say, let's head to the trap door.
Okay.
Head to the tunnel quickly.
Okay, come on, Ellie. Can you walk? Or do you want
the
me
doctor?
To carry?
He's knocked out, so I'm dragging. Oh, Ellie, yeah.
Ellie, yes.
My initial thought with the doctor is just tie him to the bed, let him stay there, but he was a little crazy, so
we have to hurry, Ellie. So
Ellie jumps into your arms and grabs to you tightly.
All right. Okay, let's go. And we hurry up downstairs and
okay.
So just
ignore the banging on the door.
I'm pulling up underneath his arm with my left arm, and I've got my shotgun in my right arm. So I didn't put my shotgun down; it's just kind of holding there. So I'm dragging because I want to keep
fire eight shotgun with one arm, one hand isn't gonna hurt you or anything.
Doctor,
I'm great. Arm, right?
Okay.
So, yep. Dr. And I just drag him downstairs. I don't care.
Yeah, Dr. Larson's unconscious form bumps down the stairs. Bump, 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 bump.
Okay. And then we run back to the trap door.
Take a point of damage for each step.
No.
Well, if he was dragging him by his feet, that would be different.
Yeah, no, yeah. So,
as you pass the front door, you can it's as if someone's banging, trying to get in. As you make your way to the back and you get to the trap door and fling the trap door open, you can hear a crashing, breaking sound of wood as the front door busts open.
So I tell them to get down there. I let Max and Ellie go down first.
Okay.
Yep. And I'll
try to catch Dr. Wilson.
Yeah. I'll help with Dr. Larson's unconscious body.
So I'm going to grab him by underneath his arm and try to lay down and lower him down. We don't want to lose health points, basically. And so drop him as little as possible into Max.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You're able to get him down down the ladder.
I get down and slam the trap door right behind me. So
okay.
Not slam it. I try to close it quietly.
Good save. Good save there.
So.
Okay, as you enter the tunnel, there's another loud boom and everything shakes.
Okay.
Dust settles down from the ceiling.
I'll actually help Agent Wayne with the body.
Yeah, tell Ellie to run forward in front of
Ellie.
Us.
So. Well, I actually told that. So Ellie just run to the other side of the tunnel.
Okay. She
or other end of the tunnel.
She takes off.
Anna will be waiting for you at the other end, so.
As the two of you drag Dr. Larson's body down the tunnel, you can see Ellie climbing the ladder, pushing the trap door open, and Dr. Laniston and Mr. Ratcliffe. Yeah. Ellie bursts in. You see Ellie burst out of the office into the cathedral. And she sprints over to Anna and grabs onto her. She's sobbing and she's crying. You can just make out a few words. He tried to jump out the window. They were shooting.
That's something to figure out later. But hey, both of them are here now, so no worries. We got both bases covered. Where are Max and Cliff?
And just a moment later, you can see Agent Wayne and Mr. Eugen emerge from the office, dragging the unconscious form of Dr. Larson with them.
By the way, we put a table or something like that on top of the trap door. So.
Okay. Yeah, the desk there, push it over.
Drag
yeah.
the desk over?
Yeah.
You notice,
all right.
You notice Agent Wayne looks like he's been bloodied up pretty good.
Yeah, bastard shot me.
Twice.
Even.
Which means you get another first aid roll, actually. So.
Somebody I'll help me.
While Mr. Ratcliffe keeps setting up his ritual, I will try and first aid. Uh-oh.
I just killed him.
Careful. Let me take a look.
That was an artery? Oh, that was an artery? Oh.
Yeah.
My bad.
The good news is you only lose one hit point. Let me just tighten up that bandage for now. Yeah.
I'm just going to take a seat on the pew there. That's in front.
Okay. Just a little clarification for the situation. If we are actually going to do something, we have to do it here because we can't go back to the townhouse. The fish monsters have taken it over.
Yeah.
And they seem to be taking over the whole town, actually.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going through all the houses and whatnot. So
there's another booming sound, and the building shakes.
Oh man, it's a big stone building too. So just have Ellie sit on the altar. I'm just going to take a seat right here, right now, and relax a little.
The booming sounds like it's getting progressively closer each time. By the way,
Anna's on the altar, and Ellie jumped up into Anna's arms. So we got both of them up there.
Just to be safe. Nice.
So now we're just waiting on Mr. Ratcliffe.
Okay. Ellie's on the altar and everything.
Everything's set up.
Bring out the holy hand grenade.
Thou shalt count to three. No more, no less.
Five is right out.
Two is also out unless you are advancing to three.
Love style, that holy hand grenade
two,
of Antioch.
Five. Three, sir.
Three, sir.
Three,
three
sir.
Okay. I start screaming.
Always relevant.
Yes.
I start screaming, Ellie, that's the place where you want to kill you. Rum.
Unconscious.
Okay. Not anymore, he's not.
I'm going to punch him.
I'll first aid him. Just like I first aid him.
Yeah.
Minor overdose morphine. That'll.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Agent Wayne, what are you doing?
He's starting to yell out, so I'm going to reach over to him and just punch him in the jaw again.
And kill him instantly.
Okay.
So, a 67, it doesn't hit. He's laying down tied up. I can't punch
him. I don't
him.
Think you can miss, really. I don't
okay.
I don't think you can. I first aid him and he dies, if you want to.
That okay. sounded like yeah. a vicious punch.
Yeah.
You punch him, but it doesn't...
Okay, good.
Doesn't hurt him.
Max, you're going to kill her, Max.
Dr. Lanniston, what were you doing?
Sedating him, I guess. I have my bag with me, but I don't know if I have 14 on me. I am a biochemist, but that does not necessarily mean I have.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Larson.
I have pharmacy. If I had the materials, I could make some.
Dr. Larson, we should be happy if we survive this, so.
Yeah.
It's going to be your fault, Max. I won't forget it if I survive.
Okay.
Okay, then, in that case.
Doctor, you keep talking. I'm just going to gag you. So. You're scaring the kid.
Put him in the
wrong, Haley. Run away.
Okay, so I tear my shirt and gag him. I tie it around his mouth, so he's just gagging.
Okay.
And then I push thumb into the where I hit him in the forehead with my shotgun. I just push my thumb into it.
Nice.
So okay. There he's sufficiently gagged.
Man, the ACLU is going to be so down on your ass. Okay.
Where's my pepper spray?
There's another booming sound. The cathedral shakes again. Kind of dust falls from the ceiling.
Your thing.
Okay. All right.
All right, Mr. Radcliffe, if you're going to, like, do something, you better do it fast.
Ah, good.
We are running out of time.
I agree. Okay. I'm going to roll up my sleeves because I don't really know the procedure for this.
Roll up your sleeves and start yigging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just step up to the altar where behind the altar where Ellie is. And just let's see.
Okay. First, that'll be 8 magic points, Mr. Radcliffe.
Okay.
What a big bang.
And we'll go ahead and get this part out of the way, too. This will end up being a D10 sand for you.
Radio.
He's going to go nuts, and we'll have to hit him.
Either led well. We will,
think this
we
is
will
just
make
three.
Everyone.
Okay. You kind of clear your mind and you think thoughts of Yig and exactly what am I supposed to do here? I don't know. And then your eyes kind of close. You feel your body start to move, start to dance, kind of a weird snake-like rhythm. And as everyone is watching this, you see Mr. Ratcliffe's eyes close and his body starts to move and to writhe and it starts getting wilder and his arms are flailing and his body's moving and
now that's not something anyone wants to see.
It's
yeah,
it's
white person trying to dance.
It's incredibly disturbing as his body starts to move in ways that are totally unhuman. Looks like his form isn't changing, but it's like he's moving like a snake, and he falls to the ground and he's writhing like a snake, coiling and twisting on itself, and his arms and legs are twisting in horribly unnatural ways. Anna screams, Ellie screams, and everyone needs to make a sand roll.
Yeah.
Everyone except Mr. Radcliffe.
So how much loss is this?
20. I survive. I passed.
Ooh, I failed mine.
Well, that's 1 point for those of you who passed.
Okay.
And actually, Dr. Larson, you do not need to make a sand roll for this.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Very I can't imagine why.
Been there, done that.
He's not able to see anything.
Those of you who failed, that'll be a D4, San.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Except for, unless you get 4, which I just did.
D4. Okay. And I lose 2.
Snakes. I hate snakes.
There's a snake in the church.
And then suddenly, Mr. Radcliffe stops moving and he snaps up, standing up, and his eyes snap open. And there's a moment of silence. And then you see Ellie's body suddenly go rigid and fall, so she's laying on the altar. And you hear her scream. She screams so loud. And her body starts trembling, starts shaking. And it looks like she's being crushed. You can see indentations up and down her body.
Okay, maybe we'll kill her.
Mr. Radcliffe, you can see all the. No one else can see this.
Oh, okay, that's
well.
Good
no, everyone can see Ellie, but no one other than Mr. Radcliffe can see this giant snake coiled about her body, crushing her.
Oh.
This will be another sand roll for everyone.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Oh crap!
60. Oh, barely passed.
Oh, I made mine. Well,
oh, 90. I fail.
That'll be a D4 for those of you who passed.
Oh, geez. Oh.
And a D8 for those of you who failed.
Jeez, and of course, I blew.
I don't have my E. Where's my dice bag? Oh, there it is.
That's another 4 for me.
Okay.
D8. Come on. Ah, there it is.
Oh,
2. Okay. That's not so bad. That's...
What was it again? Let's see. I had 40 and now I have 34, so.
Plus 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not one encounter. That's 2, technically, right?
Yeah, you need to lose 50. You need to lose a fifth in one go to get a big sanity.
I don't think
so. That would be 7
or 5
or actually 8
or 5 in one go if you want a short term.
Yeah.
As you're watching this, you can see her body being crushed and blood starts spurting out. And
then you
blink. And she's just laying there, untouched, unharmed.
Okay, what the hell was that?
And there's a moment. And then suddenly she screams again. And you can see her body go rigid. And her arms go straight out from it, go straight out perpendicular to her body. And her legs pop out perpendicular to her body. And you can hear a cracking sound as her pelvis cracks open.
Oh!
You see her arms and legs being torn away from her body. Blood spurts out. That'll be another sand roll for everyone.
Oh my god!
I think we may have done the incorrect thing. I failed yet again.
I failed as well.
For the last 3 sand rolls, I've rolled an 87, an 88, and an 89 in sequential order.
This is worth it. I swear this is all going to be worth it.
Radcliffe is going to come out of his faces and we are all going crazy. It's like,
There's a
98. What did we roll on sanity loss? That was bad.
There's another booming sound and the building shakes and dust falls and you blink and Ellie's laying there unhurt again.
How much sanity did we lose just now?
Sanity we lose, sorry. I failed miserably.
The same. If you pass, it's a D4. If you miss, it's a D8.
D8? This is
8.
Not good. Okay. Over 4.
I go crazy. In fact, I rolled the 1. That's a total of 1/5, so I'm super crazy.
I rolled a 3, so...
Okay.
We'll roll the 1, so I'm
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Okay. I'm very,
jeez,
very
okay. This is not good.
You blink.
I failed my idea roll.
And
in fact, I got 100 on my idea roll.
Okay.
You see Ellie's body laying there, untouched, innocent, peaceful. And then she screams again.
Oh God!
And you see, and you see boils start appearing on her face and all up and down her body, and these pustules just kind of looks like balloons under her skin that are inflating and deflating. And they start popping, and blood and gore and pus spurts all over. That'll be another sand roll for everyone.
That'll be another D8 for me.
That'll be insanity for me as well. I failed.
And I've passed my idea roll this time.
And that's five, so I'm down to 28. And let's see if I make my idea roll. And I fail my idea roll.
That's good. You want to fail.
Yeah, you want to fail.
I'm going to idea bunkers. Well, yes.
I but failed my idea roll. So. This is not good.
I've lost 12 successes.
Yeah.
You blink again, and Ellie is laying there untouched. She's unharmed, just looking quiet and innocent. And there's
a smile.
There's another booming sound. This one is really close. Dust falls from the ceiling. There's a huge roar from just outside. The building The building starts to shake. And I need everyone to make a luck roll, please.
We're all gonna die! 52, I just pass.
I make my
luck of the crazy person, I pass.
Yeah. Apparently so, I make mine as well.
Yep.
Don't worry, guys, I just lost 3 points of sanity, so I'm okay.
Yes. I'm sure you are.
I've gone down from 57 to 33 in about 2 seconds.
As you look up, you can see the ceiling of the cathedral start to cave in. Massive stone blocks falling from the ceiling. And outside, you can see something. You can see this massive dark shape pressing in on the cathedral. And the entire cathedral comes tumbling down on top of your heads. Who failed their luck roll?
Roll sanity.
I made my luck roll. Somebody failed theirs. Who failed theirs?
I passed.
Did anybody fail?
I think everyone passed. I don't think so.
No, I passed.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone passed.
I start rolling my way out of the cathedral.
Hey, hang on.
Ninja dodging.
I roll as fast as I can.
Okay. as you see the blocks start tumbling and the cathedral start tumbling in, and you're trying to jump out of the way and to not be crushed. you can see a massive stone block falls right on top of the altar and crushes Ellie underneath.
Oh, no! No! Oh.
I knew it.
Oh, wow.
You can
hear, it's a good thing Reverend Dubois died. Feeling really guilty right now.
You can just catch, out of the corner of your eye, you hear a woman scream, which is then quickly cut short as another large block falls and crushes Anna.
Oh, wow.
And eventually the entire cathedral is just a pile of rubble. And you all manage to somehow find open spaces in the rubble to save yourselves from being completely crushed.
Well, yes, except by Dagon.
But I need everyone to take D6 damage.
Oh. Well, I may actually survive this.
That puts me down to one.
I have 3 hit points left.
I have myself in one go. Maybe I'll be lucky and pass out. No,
yes,
I'm
have a feeling that might actually be better.
No, unfortunately, I'm still conscious.
I'm dead.
Ha 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 ha
Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow.
And as you're all lying there, buried in the rubble, you can feel the ground shaking as something massively large moves past the cathedral and further into the city.
I think it's good to see that, whatever it was.
So,
did it work?
Did you win? That's a no. I don't care because it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm quite crazy as well. So
yeah, I lost sanity during that.
So much sanity.
I'm 1 point shy of. I was 1 point shy of going extremely crazy.
And as the
you have 1 point left.
Yes.
Well, good luck with the deep ones.
And the Shoggoths.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, they were. By the way, they were on top of the church. Where are they now?
They had a coffee break.
Are they? How close to eating us are they?
They've moved off.
Okay.
There's three crazy people, and one sane person.
That's me.
Start trying to climb your way out of the rubble and dust yourselves off. The scene fades to black.
Oh, nice.
I think that worked out rather well.
I have a feeling that didn't quite go according to plan. It actually might have gone according to Jim's plan, but probably not off plan.
Wow.
So, how badly did we screw up, Jim?
Actually, Actually, as it happens, and eventually your character, at least Mr. Ratcliffe, is still sane. Probably the crazy people wouldn't want to know, but eventually you'll find. Eventually, Mr. Ratcliffe would find out. It actually went as good as it possibly could.
Ah, oh, well, that's good.
Yes, victory.
Yes.
All right. Now I have to escort you guys to the asylum.
Yes.
The victory from a certain perspective. I mean, you the aftermath, the epilogue, if you will.
Yeah.
The entire northeastern U.S. has been ravaged by Dagon.
Mm-hmm.
The Deep Ones have basically invaded and set up their own little kingdom on land, if you will, and enslaved the population there. Fortunately, the U.S. government was able to move into the heartland in time, so the rest of the U.S. is still functioning to some certain extent, and eventually, after some skirmishes and so forth, there's kind of a border set up, and the human population basically just says, "Okay, we're just going to stay away from that," except for the remaining human population in the northeastern U.S. who will now live out the rest of their lives as slaves to Dagon and the Deep Ones.
Wow!
Lovely.
Wow!
But nothing else came through.
Correct.
Oh, there we go.
What would have happened if you, and all you had to do was sacrifice a young girl?
I declare it worth it. I'm cool with that.
So what would have happened? What wouldn't happen if we didn't?
If you had not, then what would have happened is this would have happened everywhere.
Oh, right. Oh, lovely.
So basically, Great Old Ones would have come out, all over the planet and set up shop everywhere.
Wow.
And enslaved the entire world.
Yeah, Kulto probably would have come out to play.
Dr. Mars shot me.
He will pay.
He did. What's left of him is over there.
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? He's buried together with Anna.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. Probably.
That was good series.
Are we actually like in a like an asylum or something? Or
did we manage to get out before the deep ones took over? Or
nope.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't expect that, considering there was three crazy people at one person.
Yeah.
See. Okay. You guys have fun. Yeah.
Weren't completely bonkers.
You live out the rest of your lives as slaves to the Deep Ones, except for Mr. Ratcliffe, to a certain extent, who is honored by the Deep Ones. They don't let him run free and stuff. They kind of keep him locked away in a cabinet, but he's honored as a great hero for enabling them to come up in the first place.
Nice.
That's a lot.
Oh, jeez.
They similarly, you know, there's a little shrine to Mr. Ratcliffe, which he's locked in, and there's, you know, similar little shrines set up to Dr. Larson, to Mr. Eugen, to Mr. North.
Thanks, Jig. You've been a big help.
To the great Flint Gilroy.
Yes. The great.
Yes. To all those who made this possible
to begin
with.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, you just wait till I get my hands on some more arcane lore. I'm going to blow up all of you guys.
And for the rest of the U.S., sorry.
Yeah. Oh man, that's funny.
That would actually be a pretty interesting session to play a game in, though, the United States of Yonathle or whatever.
I'm working on it. I'm working on the
I figured you were.
Yes.
That's funny.
All right.
That was good, Jim.
That was really good.
That was really good.
It was a good end for our characters.
Yes, good end overall. Well,
everything went better than expected.
Yeah. Probably not the U.S., but, well, things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's the next session gonna be?
I think we're going back to Invictus, aren't we?
Yeah, we should. Yep.
If you're ready.
Cool.
Yeah, that's okay. We can have the. We're gonna use the same characters, of course.
Right.
And,
yeah. Of course.
And
yep.
We'll start the campaign basically.
Nice. Looking forward to playing Agrippa Monster Slayer again.
Same for Marcus Atilius.
So you can,
Monster Slayer slash child killer.
Child killer.
I mean, one who isn't a child killer.
Hey. I did not kill Ellie. I would just like to point that out. Thank you.
Oh, well, I guess technically I am.
The same bit.
I think actually Agent Wayne and Max has quite a lot to do with the fact that Ellie died.
Yeah.
Although she probably died anyway, but...
Yeah.
And then Anna died.
Mm. Yes.
Hey, so when is the prologue audio going to be available to the public?
Oh, yeah, the Invictus one.
The first one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
you heard anything from them?
They said that they were going to release it pretty soon. No, they said they were going to release the PDF pretty soon. So as soon as they release it, we can go out.
Okay. It'd be nice if we could release them like alongside the next session,
right.
Invictus or whatever.
Yeah, it will be nice.
That's
to give you some background. The first time I went after Jig, I made a deal with Jig to save Anna.
Ah.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
We see how well that turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't my fault. I didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to a nice place south, like Costa Rica or something.
Nice.
Well.
All right, guys.
As the old saying goes, you can't always get what you want.
Yeah.
But if you try sometime, the great old ones get what they need.
Yeah.
Mr. Ratcliffe will return, I swear.
Yes. Nice.
It's been fun. I have to go. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Back in time next week.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.